95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. I'm in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that. But first, as we head into another week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. The city teams and boys basketball eased their way into the 2025 calendar year with a few games this week as school was back in session. On Tuesday, in one of the top games of the week, Harbor Creek beat Penfield 56-45. Also on Tuesday, Lakeview beat Caledonia 73-56. And St. Phil lost to Hillsdale Academy 81-71. Some schools used last night as an open date in case of a need to reschedule games due to the weather, and they were off. So in the game of the night, St. Phil defeated Climax Scotts 48-36. In other action, Coldwater defeated Harper Creek in Interstate 8 conference play 61-56. Battle Creek Central played Thursday and lost to Stevensville Lakeshore 58-32. Penfield and Lakeview were both had an off day on Friday, but they each have games scheduled for today. Lakeview will host Portage Central in a makeup game at 3 o'clock, and Penfield will host Bronson in another makeup game at 12:30. Also today in high school sports, we have a big day in the other sports in the area. Boys swimming and wrestling will each have their all-city meets. The All-City Boys Swimming and Diving Championship will be at Harper Creek. That starts at 10 a.m., just an hour from now. And the All-City Wrestling Tournament is already underway at Harper Creek as well. That began at 9 o'clock, and that'll go throughout the day if anyone's interested in those sports. And we will talk about each of those sports later in our show. We will be back with our first Coach of the Morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first Coach of the Morning, Coach Bowling of Harper Creek. How's it going, Coach?
Oh, not too bad. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Harbor Creek had a big week in the Interstate 8 Conference as they got rolling in the new year, and a couple of key games for them. They had a big rivalry game on Tuesday. You guys faced Penfield at home, came away with a 56-45 win. And that game was two of the hotter teams in our area. Both you and Penfield had come in with winning streaks, and you were 7-1 at the time. Penfield was 7-2 at the time. So a real nice game for a Tuesday night. And you guys started fast and rolled early and then set the tone early. Is that how that went?
Well, I mean, we actually kind of jumped back in there for a little bit. We had a slow start. You know, we were facing a little adversity early Tuesday and came back. And once I felt like we had the lead, things were better for us, and you know, they were kind of playing, or Penfield was playing uphill from there. So, but it was a slow start, had a little different lineup out to start, but wasn't anything effort related. We just didn't have some shots fall for us early. They kind of had some big threes that went in from deep and very quick. Credit them for that, but the way we responded and how we finished, I was pretty pleased with.
Yeah, Tuesday is so long ago. I forgot about that slow start. So you guys did trail 10-4 at the end of the first quarter, and you missed, I think you missed your first eight shots of the game, and that gets you in the hole. But then from there to start the second quarter, you went on a 15-2 run, and that was what got you running. You were up 19-12 at halftime, and then you, did the same thing in the third quarter, and something you and I talked about that night called Spurtability. You guys got rolling again and had a 9-0 run and went up 36-19. A couple of back-to-back layups by Traquan Cotton had you going at that point, and then a three-pointer by Dylan Eversole to end the third quarter had you 46-27 lead at the start of the fourth quarter. And like you were saying, you liked how you guys kind of get that momentum. And when that momentum is going and the guys see the ball go through the rim, it seems to build on itself. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, that just becomes contagious. Yep. And there's a little confidence and a swagger about it that gets it going. And we had it during those middle quarters. And kids played really well off one another. And that's, you know, key to how we do things. And like I said, kind of everybody takes a turn. There's a lot of balance in how we play.
Traquan led you with 16 points in that game, and Denny had 13 points. Braxton List had 9, and when the game was over, you were 8-1 on the year and 3-1 in the league, and feeling real good about yourself. And then you had the second game of the week, Interstate 8 Conference play last night against Coldwater. Coldwater is one of the teams that perennially plays well in the league. They had a down year last year, but they are always tough to handle sometimes. And then you had them, and you felt like you had that game going your way, but ended up falling short. Tell us a little bit how that game kind of
went. Well, I mean, I felt like they were a better team than what the record showed. They were 5-6 coming in, played a lot of close games, some pretty good competition. I felt like it was a frustrating game for us. Like I said afterwards, is their very first possession of the second half was a microcosm of the game. Defensively, we were good. But that possession, just to give you an example of what happened, is we played very good defense, forced them into a very difficult shot, and then we don't secure the rebound. And then they kind of tip something else up there. Rolls around again. We're right there. Three guys get a hand on it, but no one grabs it. They're all looking at each other. The ball bounces away, goes to them. The shot number three, three ball, bang. There it is. And so it goes from a 2-point game to a 5-point game. And, you know, we needed that, to be quite honest with you, at home, that to stay in the conference race. We needed that win. And last night also was a typical, if you've done it long enough, that's basketball. There was a lid on the rim at each end for us. And the frustrating part about that was, you know, three-pointers, that's going to happen, but we missed a bunch of layups. And it doesn't matter if the lid's on the rim from the perimeter, we have to make layups, and we didn't convert our layups last night. And in a 5-point game, layups, some free throws, and not securing and giving Coldwater extra possessions, not going to lie, this stings. And to know that it also, when we left last night, we thought we were then two games back in the league hunt, and it was pretty much done, you know, with how things are going and Marshall rolling. But we got some help last night, and Western won. They beat Marshall, so we're still a game back, so we still have work to do. There's still an opportunity. But to lose at home is what really hurt in that fashion. With the sting of you know, we win that game, we're tied ourselves for first, and it's a whole different league race, and you know, to let that go at home is the hard part for me this morning.
Yeah, you end up losing 61-56, balanced. Well, Traquan had 22 points for you, and you talk about those guys. They had balanced scoring in that game.
Yeah, they had Coldwater,
five guys in double figures. Aiden Deschelle had 12. Austin Downs, Gavin Taylor had 11. Nico Downs, Jackson Riley had 10. Kind of hard when that happens to just take anyone away, which is what you guys like to do a little bit on defense sometimes, and that wasn't the case last night. But what you say is true when you come to the end of that game. That puts you at 3-2 in the conference, but this conference seems to be up for grabs this year. And with Marshall falling short a little bit to Parma Western, and they have one loss. And you still get to see them, and you get to see some of those other teams, and you have a win over the team that beat Marshall last night in Parma. Anything can happen, so you have to, maybe the kids have to keep their heads up and make sure that the opportunity is still there in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the positive, is that, you know, after learning that the window's still cracked, we still, you know, but it's nice to not have to worry about help, and you can control things. You know, if we would have won last night, we would have been, we could have controlled a lot more and not worried about or needed help. We could have just done it ourselves. But, you know, it is what it is, and we need to keep battling and give ourselves the best opportunity we can and hold serve at, while we're in those league games at home as much as we can.
Breaking down the league a little bit, we talk about that, that is kind of balanced this year, and there's not a team that's going to run away with it. Those home games and away games, you guys were real successful on the road this year so far and losing at home last night. Does that give you some confidence that you guys can win on the road, and there's some games that you can kind of get to get yourself back into this?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of confidence on the road. I mean, it's more fun to go on the road, to be honest. We don't really have a home court advantage other than we just practice there a lot. The atmosphere is, you know, it's nothing special. So we just go, and, you know, it's more fun to kind of be the people that are cheering against, to hear the cheering against you, the boos, the student section chants against you to get you going. That's fun. And, you know, like I said, we don't have any of that at home. There's no atmosphere. So it's just kind of, you know, a comfort place of us to play offensively. So it is what it is. And, you know, maybe we just need to reschedule some of our games and get on the road.
You have you're playing at home the next two nights, and you're playing Lakewood Odessa on Tuesday. You host Jackson Northwest next week on Friday. For the next couple of weeks, you play one league game each week. You play Jackson Northwest, like you said, next Friday. You have a rematch with Marshall the Friday after that, and then that's when things kind of get serious. That playing a couple more home games and putting this one behind you and that bad taste of that loss last night to get you rolling. And You want to get that win on Tuesday, but then you really want to get that win next Friday against Jackson Northwestern.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe our kids will bounce back. I believe we're going to be fine. Mentally, I think we're going to recover. I don't have any issues with how we're going to – I believe in us. I'm not concerned with that. It's just, you know, when you're at home, you got to hold serve, and we let one slip. But, yeah, for next Friday, it's the ends of the first round of the league play, and that's a must win if we want to – you know, be part of this conversation moving forward if we want a challenge for a league championship. So, yeah, it's kind of a big week. Tuesday as a bounce back, and Friday's a big one.
We'll talk about that next week, this big week, next week for Harper Creek, when we get back there again on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down here.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Kimber, the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
St. Phil had a couple of big games this week, and they had to kind of do both of them a little bit shorthanded as their leading scorer rolled his ankle in the game earlier in the week, and kind of fight through that. You already have a short roster already, so that made things tough. You lost to Hillsdale Academy 81-71 in overtime earlier in the week. In that game, you have some other guys step up. Lincoln Diswick had 27. Carter Diswick had 21. Colt Myers had 16. Jackson Diswick, who gives you 20 points a game, was hurt in that game and left in the second quarter and finished with 5 points. You were away from the team a little bit during that time, but I'm sure you saw some tape afterwards. Talk about that game going into overtime and trying to play for the first time without Jackson and the guys kind of getting comfortable with that, and maybe that game got away from you a little bit at the end.
Yeah, no matter what, I mean, injuries are tough. Jackson, I mean, we're pretty much putting down, you see 20, it's 21 and a half, so 21 and a half points on the bench. You know, somebody's going to have to make up for it, and we're already short staffed as is. So we pretty much had a core five at that point. You know, the boys battled all night long. I was extremely proud of the effort. I think what really just got away from us is a little foul trouble late. Had to put in a couple JV kids in there when, you know, they haven't played those minutes yet. But yeah, I felt like it boiled down to some turnovers and some, you know, having some inexperience on the court and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm proud of the kids, the way they fought. Hillsdale's a good basketball team, so, yeah.
You got back into action last night at Sheila Guerra Gymnasium, and a rivalry game that everyone kind of looks forward to around here. Sam Phil playing Climax Scots. You came away with a 48-36 win. You were going to play your second game without Jackson and you and I talked about that last night a little bit about how the kids kind of were trying to find their way and how that was going to kind of go. The energy was a little bit off early and, maybe looking for places to put the ball or who was going to score and what was going to happen. And, so a slow start in that game in terms of points on the board, but you never trailed or anything like that, but, things kind of felt a little bit off at the beginning, right?
Yeah, they definitely felt off a little bit. I think it was a big thing. They were all just trying to figure out how we're going to play without Jackson. I mean, he's a point guard, primary ball carrier. And so, you know, and he's obviously our biggest, deep ball threat. So I think they were trying to figure out how we're going to play with him. The game plan was, get the ball in early to the post. Lincoln's been having a heck of a season, so far offensively and defensively too. But, we're trying to find those 22 points per game, and kind of trying to force them out of a couple guys. And so, yeah, the game plan was to force it in low early and hopefully open up the outside. But yeah, the ball wasn't dropping. You were there, but, if anyone else was there, they would have known that there seemed to be a lid on the basket.
That's right. It was only 18-9 at halftime. 18 points for you guys is a low total for half. You averaged 63 points a game. And, so that's where that lid kind of comes in. Third quarter, you got rolling again. You scored 18 more points just in the third quarter, and you seem to find your way a little bit. The guys got a little bit more comfortable, and you're up double digits there for the first time at the end of the third quarter, 36-24, and Colt Myers finished off a fast break layup and got fouled and converted the three-point play. And from there, you handle things from there, the guys stepping up for you, Lincoln Diswick had 19 points, 11 rebounds. Colt Myers had 17 points. Carter Diswick had 7 rebounds. And that's that big win for you because it keeps you guys in first place, undefeated in the division, and you guys have aspirations to make something happen in the division. So regardless of how it happened and who was playing and what happened, the victory is the end, and you guys are 4-0 in the division.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed that early on in our pregame. Was just, you know, we just could find a way to win this one. I mean, we're short-staffed. Hopefully we'll have Jackson back on Tuesday. I think we will. His ankle's looking better. I wouldn't say a lot better, but it's looking better. Yeah, it was really just a kind of like a find a way to win game no matter what. You know, and the JV kids, they got some opportunities to step in and play, for our little bit of foul trouble there in the second half that, they filled in great. So I'm extremely proud with the effort. I felt like all night we were getting the looks we wanted and just the ball wasn't dropped.
The fun part for the fans of this rivalry is, that they can kind of, it's not a fun part for you because you have to remember the last year that you lost in the districts to Climax Scots. You had taken care of a Climax Scots twice during the regular season, two times in the last 2 weeks of the season. So things are going in your direction and you had a lot of confidence. And then you lost to them in the districts and probably your worst offensive output of the season. And that ended your year when you were kind of thinking this could be the year we win a district title and a springboard to this year. But, like I said, the fun part for the fans of this rivalry that this is a little bit of a revenge game, and you guys talked about in the pregame, and the kids get up for that game. They get up for Climax Scots no matter what, but they had a little bit more of a chip on the shoulder this time around. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. They definitely had a little bit more chip on their shoulder. We talked about it real early in our pregame meeting yesterday about, you know, remember last year we beat them two times in the regular season, but at the end of the day they ended our season. So this is a good little get back game. So yeah, we use that as motivation. Yeah, I mean, we scored 28 points on them last year and I didn't think it was possible for us to score that little. You know, Ken always has his guys playing defense. They buy into their offense. I mean, their defense, big time, and Ken has been playing hard on that side of the ball, and, you know, defense wins championships, and Ken does a great job of getting those boys ready on that side of the ball.
So you guys are getting ready to try to win your own championship here. Like we said, undefeated in the division, and still a lot to go from there. But things get kind of serious here coming up pretty quick. You're going to go on the road, play at Athens. That's a division game. And then you have another rivalry game next week at Kellen Christian at home. And like you said, you want to get healthy, and you want to try to figure out what you're going to do with that short roster, six varsity guys for the most part every night. And foul trouble is always going to be a problem. Injuries, as we find out, are going to be an issue, and that's something that's going to keep you awake a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm having to turn into more of a manager instead of a coach at times, just trying to figure out how I'm going to rotate these bodies. But yeah, you know, we've talked about it before. All of our goals are in front of us, and as long as we do our job and take care of business, we should be fine. But yeah, I mean, injuries are the unfortunate part, and especially when you're working with such a short bench that we have. Yeah, you just gotta kind of, you know, you gotta pray for them.
That's right, man. I noticed last night, and I don't know if that's probably a strategy or this just was going to kind of happen a little bit, but you guys in the past, when you've had a little bit longer bench, you want to pressure a little bit full court and try to get some hands on some passes and get the ball. But when that happens, you can get some reach-in calls and get some guys in foul trouble. Look like the guys are being a little bit smarter with that situation, or a little bit more cautious with that situation. Is that something that's top of mind, or is this kind of just happening?
Yeah, no, we definitely talked about that going into the pregame. It was if we could manage our fouls, we could play more our style of basketball in the second half, play aggressive, try to play fast. And most importantly, if we're not in foul trouble in the second half, we can play more loose, which I felt like for the most part we did. I mean, we scored 18 in the third quarter. Boys were you know, playing a little bit more physical on defense, and somehow, some way, we only had one foul in the first half, but somehow, some way, we found ourselves in some foul trouble there in the fourth quarter. It had me nervous a little bit.
Yeah, well, you guys did get after. You could tell there was a kind of a flip of a switch a little bit in the second half, and you got after a little bit more. And like we said, that's when our fouls are going to probably come. And if you had done that the whole game, you would have been in foul trouble by halftime. So that's the thing. But St. Phil's looking forward to playing on the road at Athens on Tuesday, getting Kellen Christian at home next Friday at Sheila Guerra Gymnasium. And we'll look forward to talking about a couple more St. Phil wins next week when we get back together on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming down.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here in Coach's Corner with our next Coach of the Morning here. We're with Lakeview Coach Steve Wickman. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill. How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty well. You guys had one game so far this week. You're going to play again today in a makeup game, a 3 o'clock start probably for the varsity at home against Porter Central.
Yeah, the freshman game starts at noon, so if anybody's wondering when all the festivities start, we start at noon, and then, you know, we'll just play it from there. So it'll be around 3, probably, somewhere around there.
But in the meantime, you guys got one game in, had last night off, but you got one game in this weekend. Tuesday, you played Caledonia, a non-conference game, and you won 73-56. You jumped out to a fast start, 22-10 lead in the first quarter, set the tone for the rest of the way. That got you off the skids a little bit. You lost 3 games coming to that game. You got that victory and has feeling pretty good. LeBron Campbell had 30 points. He got to the line a ton, 11-for-12 with the free throw line. Had 6 assists, got some production in the paint, which has always been key for you guys all year this year. Jackson Hardy, 14 points. Braden McGill, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Seems like an all-around pretty nice effort for you guys against Caledonia.
Yeah, I was very pleased. You know, those are our 3 bigs right there. You know, our 3 big scorers, and our, you know, there are 3 captains, and there are, you know, Braden and LeBron are third-year players on the varsity. So, we're leaning on them as we go down the stretch here to kind of produce like that. And it's nice when Braden and Jackson both play well at the same time. It's harder for us to be guarded that way.
And that's a lot of size. Well, both those guys go 6'5", 6'6", and that gives you guys some dominance in the paint there, gives you options there, and also big on the glass. that 22-10 start in the first quarter, what was going well for you there? Did you guys kind of pressure them early and get some turnovers, or how's that went?
Yeah, we turned them over a little bit. Quite a few turnovers, and then, you know, we just moved the ball well, shared the ball. I thought Jackson had, I don't know if he had 8 or 10 in the first quarter. I thought he had a really nice start, kind of just putting his shoulder in someone's chest and going to the rim. And that was nice to see because he's more of a finesse guy, and we've been trying to get him to be, you know, use that big body a little bit more and be a little bit more of a bulldog in there. And so it was nice. I think he had a very nice first quarter, kind of set the tone for us. And then, you know, obviously we've worked hard on practice for the last week on getting off to a better start, because we've had two of our last three games we didn't get off to good starts. I think, well, against Harper down at the field house, we were down the same score, I think, 22-10 or 20-10 or whatever. So since then we've been working like, you know, we've got to get off to better starts. And so that was really good to see that work has been, that paid off.
And then you're going to look forward to doing that this today, which is tough. The Saturday game, a 3 o'clock game in the afternoon. That's really when you have to really get everyone on the same page. It's an odd time. It's an odd day. It's an odd situation to be playing in, and the kids sometimes don't get off to good starts in that situation. How important is that going to be today, even more so?
Right? Oh, it's going to be huge. You know, I think last week when we went over to Parma on a Friday with no school. We kind of laid an egg early, and, you know, so obviously we'll remind them about that today, and, you know, we'll get them out of bed here pretty quick and get them some donuts and some cider or whatever and get some shots up and, you know, have those conversations and make sure we're ready to go today. I think the one thing that might be not to our advantage necessarily, but I don't think we're uncomfortable with no school because we've played so many games already on days with no school. But the afternoon thing is what bugs me a little bit, you know. But, in the end, you know, the court's 50 feet wide, 94 feet long or whatever, and you go play. And it could be midnight. It could be 4 in the morning. It's still a game. And you got to bring your best, and you have to compete. And you have to be ready to go when the ball's thrown up in the air.
Yeah, and Portage is going to show up at 3 o'clock also, I guess.
I think they might. Yeah, I think they might.
Circling back to that game against Caledonia, LeBron broke out for another big game for him, 30 points, and getting to the free throw line a ton, like we said, 11 free throws, 11 out of 12. And when you guys are going well, he's producing in that way, getting the ball at the top and then looking to move the ball around. But then when things kind of break down, he takes a drive and gets a little fouled. When teams are playing you that way and he can get to the line and get to the paint and get fouled, that's kind of how you want things to go. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we messed around with our offense a little bit before that game and trying to figure out a way to loosen him up a little bit more. And I thought he did a really nice job of being composed and sharing the ball and at the same time picking his spots to go ahead and go. You know, he just wants to win, you know, and if it takes 30 points for us to win, he'll do it. If it takes 11, he'll do that too. But he's really coming around the last two or three games. I think he had 35 at Parma, and he had 30 on Tuesday. So, and you're right, he's getting to the foul line a lot. And more importantly, he's making his shots at the foul line. I mean, he's missed two free throws out of 27, I think, in the last two. I think he's 25 for 27 his last two games. So, you know, when we get him on the line, we feel good about it.
You have that game today, and it's going to be a busy week the rest of the week as well. You're going to turn right back around and play the other Portage school on Tuesday. You get them at home, Portage Northern, at Tuesday. And then the big rivalry game next Friday, Valkyrie Central comes into Lakeview, and that's always a fun one to watch for the fans around here. And three games in 1 week with the Saturday game coming up as well today. Talk about the challenges with that, or if there are any there.
I look at it more as two games this week and two games next week because we didn't play on Thursday or Friday this week. Right, okay. I guess I hadn't really thought about it that way, but, you know, either way, I mean, guys want to play, right? Yeah. You know, kids want to play games, and, you know, coaches want to practice. Kids want to play games. Right. And because we want things to look good in the games, right? And so I don't think at this point in the season playing games, you know, I mean, we're going to play two games a week every week from here on out. So whether we count this as a one-game week and then a three-game week next week, four games in 2 weeks is going to happen the rest of the season. So
yeah, if you weren't playing today, you might be practicing today. So they're still going to get on the court. So Valkyrie Central, we don't want to pass up Portage Northern. That's a challenge on Tuesday, and then Valkyrie Central next Friday. And the kids always get excited for Battle Creek Central, so there has to be some focus on Portage Northern, not to look ahead. And they're used to that situation, but it comes up every year, and you have to have that same speech ready for them. They can't look ahead of the Bearcats because you still have Portage Northern to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the way I handle that generally is just we don't even talk about Friday, right? We're just talking about Portage, and when we're done with Portage, then we can start talking about Friday. But Portage is playing really well. I think they've only lost twice this year, and they've got a good new coach over there from, I think, last year or the year before, who's got them playing well. And so that'll be that'll be a challenge all within itself. So we've got a lot of work to do just to get ready for that game, and then we'll start worrying about Friday.
You talked about the big three earlier, and those are key guys for you guys and where the ball is kind of going. But I'm sure as a coach, you'd like to see some production elsewhere. Some of the guys kind of stepping up for you recently that you're excited about?
Yeah, so I think when you look at our lineup and you know, the big three there, then, you know, somebody who's also able to score. I mean, this kid could score 20 in a night, and on a given night is Spencer Shotwell, because he can shoot the ball so well. But he's a streaky shooter. So the reason I say he could score 20 is if he's on, you know, he can shoot the ball really, really well. And we're trying to get him to understand what's a good shot and what's not a good shot still a little bit. And he's getting there. He's coming. He's working really hard at it. And then Tavion Newton, I think, has been kind of our defensive stopper. He's a kid that's, you know, not real polished offensively, but plays very, very hard, defends really well and rebounds really well. And I think another guy that, you know, is a senior is Pearson Blair, has started to understand what it takes to play at the varsity level and the different nuances of the game. So, you know, and he's another guy that's a really good defender and can get to the basket quite a bit and get to the foul line quite a bit. So, you know, we're about, you know, eight or nine guys deep right now. And I think as the season wears on, it'll probably play out, you know, to be around there. And then, you know, we've got our guys that are just working their butts off to try to get themselves into that playing time.
Well, we'll be excited to talk about a big week. We'll be talking about three games next week when we come back to Coach's Corner, and be a lot of fun to talk about.
You're definitely trying to make it a three-game week.
Well, that's right.
I see what you're doing.
That's right.
Here.
we'll forget about the Saturday game. And
that's fine.
It'll be fun next week to talk about three victories if we can do that. So that'll be fun here in Coach's Corner.
And let's do that. I like that idea.
All right. Appreciate you, Coach, for coming on down here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. A couple of our usual guests weren't able to join us this morning. Penfield has that noon game today at home, and Coach Robbie Hatton is going to be rolling to try to get there in time for that matchup with Bronson. We'll talk a little bit about what Penfield did during the week here. Penfield had that big game against Harper Creek on Tuesday. They were off last night. So Harper Creek beat Penfield 56-45. With that loss, Penfield fell to 7-3. Penfield had come in on a little bit of a winning streak, feeling pretty good about themselves. And they had that nice start against Harper Creek, like we talked about before with Coach Bowling. Got up 10-4. But then Harper Creek got rolling in the second quarter and took over that game and took a 19-12 lead into intermission. And by the time the third quarter was over, Harper Creek had it in hand with a 46-27 lead. Penfield started a little trapping there in the fourth quarter in that game and was able to use this defense to kind of cut the lead to single digits. They had a And in doing that, they may have found some stuff later on. The coach talked about they had a they'll see Harbor Creek in the season. They might even see them in districts. So the idea that they were able to find something in the fourth quarter probably gives them some hope. Calvin Pazins had 20 points for Penfield in that game. Jonathan Lake had 12 points, and Brevin Bailey had 10. And Robbie Hatton talked about that game a little bit. He said we started good, had the good start, but then we kind of got out of our game plan, and then they were able to. Harbor Creek was able to go on a run. Then Hatton continued. He said we battled, and I was proud of our kids in that fourth quarter. So we won the first quarter, won the fourth quarter, but you can't have a bad second and third on top of that. And we have to play all four quarters, and we didn't do that tonight. And then that's how it kind of went. They had some confidence early, and they had some confidence late, but Harbor Creek had that big enough cushion to be able to pull away and get the victory. So Penfield comes out of the game at 7-3. They have a key loss in the conference, which we talked about before with Harbor Creek. The conference can be up for grabs. They're 2-2 with two losses, so Penfield and Harbor Creek both now have two losses in the conference. The leaders, Coldwater and Harper and Marshall, have one loss. So it's there for kind of teams to kind of get after it. Penfield was off last night. And then they will, like I said, get back in action today. They'll play Bronson. Bronson can be a scary team for anybody, despite being in a small school. They have a Cam Brackett who can put up 20 points on you at any time. He averages around 20 points. And gets it from all over the place. He's hard to handle and can get hot, and that's what can happen. Penfield's probably going to have to try to use their size against them. They'll have a size advantage there inside and try to take over the game early. So they have that game today at 3:00, and then get back into Interstate 8 Conference play next week. They have Hastings on Tuesday, and they go on the road to play at Parma Western at Friday. Battle Creek Central was also off last night, an open date for them in case they needed it later in the season. But the SMAC is generally playing their games on Thursdays, and that's what happened this week. Seems like Lakeshore beat Battle Creek Central 58-32 in a Thursday game. Battle Creek Central had to go all the way to Lake Michigan and play that one. They lost their fourth straight and fell to 1-8 overall. Stevensville Lakeshore is a 5-3 team. Josh Pittman had 15 points to lead the Bearcats. The counterpart to them, the Battle Creek Central girls, were to play their Friday night game last night at home against Stevensville Lakeshore. That was postponed due to weather. We're still waiting for a makeup date for that. So Battle Creek Central has that going for them. They played on Thursday. They were off Friday. Coach Durant wasn't able to make it in today to talk on Coach's Corner. But they have a big week coming up. They have St. Joe at home on Tuesday, and then they travel to city rival Lakeview on Friday. It'll be a big game for them to try to maybe get something going to swipe their record. If they can get a win over Lakeview on a Friday night with a big crowd, then it's going to be bode well for them going forward and get them rolling in the right direction if they can get some momentum that way. So we have we'll look forward to talking both about Valkyrie Central Coach Crum and Penfield Coach Robbie Hatton next week when they join us for another full week of basketball. As we said earlier in the broadcast here, we have a couple all-city tournaments in both wrestling and swimming coming up today. And after this break, we'll break down those sports for those teams in the city and what to look forward to for any fans that want to come down there to see that. We'll be back with that on after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Council.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. Like we mentioned before, we have the All-City tournaments going on today. We have the All-City Swimming and Diving Championships at Harbor Creek. That's going to start here in a little bit at 10 o'clock. Also ongoing today is the All-City Wrestling Tournament. That's also at Harbor Creek. That began at 9 o'clock earlier this morning. Let's talk about a little bit about things to look forward to for any fans that want to go down there. in the All City Swim Meet. Lakeview is perennial champ of that event. And they came in under Coach Andy Fredenberg in his fourth season with the Spartans. They come into the season, they were undefeated last year, and they were conference champs. In fact, they had they have a 30-meet win streak in the conference when the season started. So they're excited about this season and what they had to look forward to. Their top returners this year were a couple of seniors, Jack Darlin, Christian Hancock, Miles Tecumseh, and they have a lot of good depth on the Spartans with a lot of good talent in the underclass. Juniors Peyton Elder, Braden Menser, Josh Neal, and then Lavelle Marshall. And they have a super sophomore, Major Bauman, who made the state meet last year as a freshman. And as there's expecting big things out of Major Bauman as we go forward. Harbor Creek is also going to be at the All-City Swim Meet. They have a real young team. Kevin Hamilton is in the second season as the head coach there. They don't have a huge roster, but they do have seniors Sean Murray, Vance Fraley leading the way, and junior Sam Cook. Battle Creek Central is a co-op with Penfield under, and they have four Penfield swimmers on that on their roster, so it gives the Penfield kids a chance to get in the pool. Leading that club is Hunter Jenny, a senior, Ryan Neff, a senior, and junior diver Eli Tenbrink. So that's exciting for swimming and the wrestling here. They have the All-City Meet, like I said, at Harbor Creek today. Harbor Creek is the defending champ in that event. They had a huge season last year, won their district, won the All-City. And they are led by Devin Garcia, who as a freshman won a state championship. It's the first time Harbor Creek had a state champ or the city had a state champ in decades here. And that was big for them. Harbor Creek's coached by legendary Dave Studer. He started his 58th season this year, leading the Beavers. That's a crazy number for a coach in high school sports here in Michigan. Also big for Harbor Creek, Ricky Johnson, a senior. And a couple huge, Cameron Brock just got his 100th win last week as a junior. He's having a big season. Valkyrie Central, been coached by Liam Knapp for several years now. They have a young team. They have some guys that are hoping to have a big year. Junior Joshua Schroll, junior Shaquan Moody, senior Dayton Flores. And Lakeview has a new coach this year, Brett Vernon. He's the football coach over there, and he took over the wrestling program this year. And a couple of seniors that are trying to hold that team together, they're kind of low on numbers, but seniors Trevor White, Lucas Sproul, senior Bryson Lowry are looking for big years. So if you want to catch some other sports, I know we talk a lot of basketball down here at Coach's Corner, but some swimming and diving fans go down to Harper Creek and see the All-City meet, and the wrestling fans go down to Harper Creek and watch the All-City tournament there, or you can get a little bit of both, all one-stop shopping there at Harbor Creek. That's it for Coach's Corner for this Saturday. We'll be back next Saturday with the coaches. Thanks for listening. This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Choir here with Coach's Corner. And come back next Saturday on WBCK 95.3 FM.